Okay, we're out here today. I'm going to talk about the history of karate. Karate, it's an unarmed martial arts discipline. Empty hand, implying kicks, strikes, and defensive blocks of arms. Legs are emphasized as one constant as much as the body power as possible. At the point an insane of impact, striking surfaces includes the hands, particularly the knuckles and other and the outer edge of the feet, heels, forearms, knees, and elbows. All are toughened by practicing blows against padded surface of wood. Pine boards up to a surface inch in the thickness can be broken by bare hands or feet of exploded expert time techniques and spirit. However, while each consisted at least as important as physical toughness. But that shit already sporting matches commonly last about 3 minutes to decide as neither consistent has scored a clean killer point. In the hands of the judge, contests of form are also held in which single competitors perform series of movements symbolizing defense and counterattacks against several opponents. Performances are scored by a panel judge as in gymnastics. Karate evolved in East Asia over a period of centuries, becoming systemizing in the 17th centuries, probably by people forbidden to carry weapons. It was important in Japan in the 1920s. Several schools and systems develop each flavored somewhat different techniques and training methods. Karate, like other Asian martial arts disciplines, stress mental attitudes regardless of the country, customs and complex systems by cutters of belts. There is some overlapping of techniques with air fighting styles. There's a lot. I don't think about the copyright shit. Damn, this is gonna be a short ass podcast. Well, in the meantime, I might as well just toggle over this 5 minutes should make it longer than it has to. Yeah, I think after this month, I'm gonna do this week. This monthly podcast dropping shit, I think I'm just gonna do like a week on, a week off.